The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara Harayis, Dalet Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Vin, Vitemer Rabbi Yosef Bezvida, Marshal de Sumchas Amaha David Daima, La Adam Shehivi Kaparasi Ben Ashmasis, Safik Mi Bajen Miskapalai, Safik Mi Chashech, Mishachashech Neskapalai, Shein Mevi Oshem Toli. So now, in the Miyochas Rabbein Chananel, he seems to learn that the discussion is regarding the reason why he doesn't bring is because Kahanim Zrizim Hain, which is asked, the Sri Deish asks, then what is the connection with the rest of the Sukhya? Now, the Rosh over here says something very interesting. The Dami Lo Adam Shebe Kaparsi Ben Ashmashes Rabar Pesach, yeah, Safik Yihoy Yom Shenis Akadam Alaylu Patim Lahovi Karpin Achadik Mukminen Hayyim Bechaz Kasek. Tremendous Chiddush, which I would like to discuss, that and has a lot of implications to halacha, but he says that we put the yom in its chazaka. Hachinam mikmin le ish vechazkasek kama v'tel bebesenhu v'lapesheihu v'chulei. Now it is a little bit difficult in the rush when the Gemara says that she'im mevi ashem tolui. The Rashash yes on him and the Karen Ira, we're really talking about Mechusik Kippurim. Our question is whether he remains Mechuyiv with his Olchatis before. Why is it a question about whether he brings an Ashim Tali or not? Now, Rabbi Saul Devlitsky and Yeshua and Yudalit pointed out that the Argusais that have in the Gemara the Skapaloi de Pata rather than Shein maybe Ashim Tali. Okay, but getting back to the Rush, we seem to see in the Rush that when we're dealing with Safik Yom, Safik Laila, we can deploy the concept of chazaka. Now, this has tremendous ramifications. For instance, we have in Simon Shimon Beis that the Mark and the Ram has a suffix. We know that that this heter of doing a shvus by nashmashes, and the classic, the most common example of that is that someone wants to ask a guy to do malacha, as long as it's something that would eat his Einik Shabbos, if it's Bein HaShemashis of Erev Shabbos, it's mut of him to ask the guy to do malacha, because they weren't guys on Shavuos Bein HaShemashis. The question that the Magen Avraham addresses is, what about by Mitzvah Shabbos? Do we say the same thing, that it, when it's Bein HaShemashis of Mitzvah Shabbos, you should be mutter to do malacha? Now, the Magen Avraham is in Shimon Beis, he's noita lahachmer, because we have a cheskas yoyim over here. We find similarly in the Magen Avraham is in Tovkov Samach Beis, he brings from, I think, Sagras Madcha, that the reason why you have to do a tainis, the Rabbanan, until says the Kochavim, and you can't be mekel by Ben Ashmashes, is because there's a cheskas yoyim. Now, it's interesting, Rav Harfenish in his Nishma Shabbos Chelik Beis Simen Tav Pei Zayin, he brings down that the Satma Rav was Mizraim, that people are more makbid with Tais for Shabbos when it comes to starting Shabbos rather than ending in Shabbos. I mean, Hapacho, we see in the Magen Avraham with the Ime that Matzei Shabbos is more chomer because we're dealing with the Cheskes Isser over here. Now, again, we have to get back to this rush, but we have stiris in this. Now, this I'm showing how it's negev for so many things. And Magavam is Himatafresh Chav Gimel, Sivkat and Dalit, says that when it's Mitzvah Yom Kippur, and we want to blow the Shaifa, and it's Ben Ashmashes, so he says it's Mutter, because this is a Shvus that's being done Ben Ashmashes. And the Machzor Sashekel over there points out that the Magen Avraham seems to be Seiser, with what he says in the piece we just saw, that we're going to have a cheskes yoyim, if we're going to deal with a cheskes yoyim. So again, if someone wants to blow the shofar on Matzah Yom Kippur, if they're ending the ilu and it's still suffik, me by yoyim suffik, if it's already tesek kochavim. So the Magen Avraham says they could blow the shofar because it's a suffik drabanan. A Shvus Ben Ashmashes, and the Matzah HaShekel is asking that according to the Magen Avraham that we saw earlier, we should say we have a Cheskes Yoyim, so you're not allowed to blow the Shofar. And like we just saw from the Rosh, that over here we can have a Cheskes Yoyim that will tell him that he's parted from a carbon, and we see we can employ this concept of Cheskes Yoyim. Another example of this is, we know there's Halacha, Gemara, and Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Hei, Omid Aleph, that v'yom hashmini yimol b'sar alase alase vade deisr chesed Shabbos v'lo noy leben hashmoshes der chesed Shabbos. Now the Chayyim ask, why is it that we need a halacha that ben hashmoshes is in deicher Shabbos? Why don't we say that it's a I'm sorry. The question of the Chayyim is that why don't we say over here it's a svek sveka? If it's a suffix bein hashmoshes, why don't we say svek sveka? Suffix is this man, suffix is not this man. So the Prima Godim says that we have a chazak over here because we know that the mother was mu'umberes before bein hashmoshes. So we're going to be mukim on the chazaka. So Rabbi Kiva Ege asks in Semimem Test that if it's a suffix if it's not Leben Hashmashes or when there's Vade Laila, so then we should say a suffix Mu'beres and she was Yoledes at the later time. Now I saw that Rabbi Chil Mechel Stern is Ma'ira, that according to the Rush we just saw, we should say that there's a concept over here of Chazaka, that Chazaka of Cheskes Yoim, that it still was Yoim at the time that the baby was born. Now, there are a lot of, many Achronim are very bothered by this whole concept over here of Cheskes Yoim. They ask that in many cases, like for instance in the Sugya in, we find Legabe Chiyuv Krisus, Legabe in the Gemara Shabbos Lamed Aleh Omed Beis, in at least the way Rashi explains that if someone does malacha by Bein Hashmoshes, whether it's Erev Shabbos or Mitzvah Shabbos, he's going to be Mechuyev and Oshem Toloi. Now the question is, which the Kilis Yaakov is Ma'ar, it's in Krisis and also in Bay, I believe, that why don't we say whenever someone does Malacha Ben Hashmashes, why don't we say there's a Chazaka? On Erev Shabbos we say there's a Chazaka of Yoim to be Patim, and Mitzvah Shabbos there should be a Chazaka of Laila, on Erev Shabbos should be a Chazaka of Yoim to Pata, on Mitzvah Shabbos should be a Chazaka of Yoim to be Mechayiv. Now, the Kilis Yaakov has a few Mahalchem, which I would like to discuss a little bit. One is that's a Sveika Didina. And by Sveika Didina, this is a question in Achrayinim, do we say a Chazaka? Like, for instance, the Sidei Tahara, at the end of Simukov Tzadites, discusses when someone was Tavelis, and there's a Chatzitza that's a Suffolk, and then whether this has a din of chatzitza. So the Sidei Tahara, I believe it's Sivkat Mem, says that we can employ the concept of cheskes issa, that this person had a cheskes toma before, and we're going to say that misafik we don't take off this issa or the toma from before. Others, like for instance the Shab Shmaitz, I believe, says that when we're dealing with the Sveika Didina, Chazaka isn't going to tell us anything because Chazaka is not going to paskin the din for us. Okay, but getting back to this, so the disciple gives one teretz is that it's a Sveika Didina, and by Sveika Didina we're not going to say Chazaka. Or secondly, it's a chazaka hishuyilishtanis. It's a chazaka that even though we know that right now presently it's yoim, but we know that this isn't going to last. We know that all good things must come to an end, and the day is going to come to the end, to an end. So even though we know it was day, but the fact that we always knew it was night is not going to change about how we're going to judge with what happened over here. Now in Sefer Dvar Yeshua from Rabbi Yeshua Ehrenberg, Chelik Alf Simon Samach Beis, so he's Ma'ira with some of these Nakudas based on our Sugya, that he has a big Arichas about Sveika Didina, if we're going to be Mukam Chazak or not. So one of the rice he brings is that he brings our Rush over here, that the reason is because of, in our sugya, that when we have a suffix, when the karma was brought, we're going to say a cheskes yoim. And this time we have a cheskes yoim. Now, why, in fact, Rav Yeshua Ehrenberg, why does the Rush need to say that the reason why, when we are not sure when the karma was brought, we're going to be mimukam a chazaka because a cheskes yoim? Why doesn't he say, because this is a Sveika Didina, and Ben Hashmashes, a Chazaka, is not going to, is not going to tell us anything by Sveika Didina. So Rabbi Shua Ehrenberg, we see one of two things. Either that we're not going to call a Safik Bein Nashmash as a Cheskes Din, which he feels is untrue, as we'll see in a minute, or else we see that by Sveika Didina, we're not going to be Mukam on the Chazaka. Now, he believes, which we'll see in a minute, that by Bein Hashmashes is considered a Safik Din, not a different kind of Safik. And the fact that, according to the Rosh, we employ the concept of Chazaka tells us that when we have a Safik in Din, then we're not going to use the Chazaka to be Machriya the Halacha. Now, in fact, Rabbi Yeshua Ehrenberg, so why don't other Rishayim explain like the Rosh? He says, perhaps the other reasons why, because, and we'll see others, Yirtzeh Hashem, say the same thing, over here, the whole concept of Chazaka perhaps doesn't apply. Why? Because on this second that we're talking about now, there was no Chazaka. Before it was day, later it's night, every second is its own entity, its own unit, and each second is a different question. So the fact that before was day and that now it should become night, this is why possibly other Rishayim feel that we can't employ over here Chazaka, unlike the Rosh. But we see clearly from the Rosh, at least says Rabbi Yeshua Ehrenberg, that even by Sveika Didina, we're going to use the concept of Chazaka. Now, how do we know, does he know that a Ben Shmasha calls it Sveika Didina? Because it's a famous Rabbi Kivega in Drush V'Chedush, in the beginning of Masech Nebrachas, what the Gemara over there has a question of Ubar Shamash V'Tahir, where the Gemara says, Safik, if B'yis Aris, if B'yis Shimshai. So Rabbi Kivega says that we should say, every Ben Hashmashas, we should say it's Motiti Truma. Because since we have a Safik, if B'yis Aris, if B'yis Shimshai, and every Ben Hashmashas is a Safik, so it should be a Svek Svek, and should be Mutter too, it should be Mutter. And Rabbi Kivega says, if you're going to say it's B'makayim, Svek Svek, or B'makayim, this Chasik Isura, answers Rabbi Kivega, since it's Sveika Didina, we're not going to be Mukha Machazaka, because the Chazaka won't be Machriya the Din. So again, Rabbi Kivega is saying this concept that by Sveika Didina, we're not going to say a Chazaka, because how could the Chazaka pass confess the Din? The Din is a Safik by the Chachamim. Now, just as Rabbi Yeshua Ehrenberg in his Rabbi Yeshua points out, but we see clearly from Rabbi Kivega that he's understanding that when we look at Ben Hashmashas, we consider this a Safik in Din, rather than a Safik in Metzias. Now, another possible nafkamina with the Shaila is, in Laharis Nassan, from Rav Nassan Gestatner, in Chelik Yud Gimel, Simen Mem Zayin, he discussed about someone who forgot to take Lulav on the first day of Sukkot, or any other day, let's talk other days, and he remembered already Ben Hashmashas if he's mechuyev to still take Lulav, and Befrat, when we're dealing with the Safik of Ben Hashmashas with the Safik Durabanan. Now, he brings over there that in the Gemara Sukkah, Mem Vav Amid Beis, so Rashi in the Sukkah of Esrog Bishvi is Aser, Lachila and Shmini is Mutter, so Rashi says because he already took the Esrog already in Shvi, so he doesn't need any more by Ben Hashmashas. The Ran says because since nowadays Esrog is the Rabban, with all of us, that Esrog is the Rabban and not Shvi, anyone who's not on the base of Mikdash, so therefore, when it comes to Ben Hashmashas, it's not Mechuyif to take, so it's not Iskasai Ben Hashmashas. So we see, there seems to be a Machleika, says Rabban Nassim Gestatner, if someone is not sure whether he took a Lulav on Sukkot, and it comes Ben Hashmashas, whether he's Mechuyif to take, it seems to be a Machlekes Rashi and the Ran, whether he's Mechuyif to take a Ben Hashmashas. Comes along Rav Nosson Gestetner and says, this might be Tully, and now a Shaila, of whether we say a Cheskes Yoim, because we know that it's a Machlekes Tanom, in the beginning of the second parak of Mikvais, in the Gemara in Erevin, when someone has the Safik Rabban B'Makam Chazaka, and the Shach in Yardei Simikov Yod, in Kloli Sveik Sveik Ois Chof, paskins that by a Safik Rabban B'Makam Chazaka, we say Lahachmir, we don't say Safik Rabban. So says Rabbi Nosson Gestetner, if we're going to say Safik Yoim, then we should say If we're going to say, I'm sorry, Cheskes Yaim, we should say the person, Cheskes Yaim, so the person is still Mechuyif to take. And he's Ma'ira, that this is totally in our Shaila. He brings a Maram Shik that says in Archaim Simakov Memches that there's no Cheskes Yaim because every second is its own Shaila. And similarly, the Rabbi Meir Simchen Arsameh Chelchashavas Parakeh Halachadalit says that it's not really Shaila on the Yaim, but when we're dealing with Menash Mashi, it's more Shaila on the person. He wants to know about what he's allowed to do and not allowed to do. So there the Cheskes Yaim isn't going to be Machriya, what he's allowed to do and not allowed to do. Now, I would just like to point out, Negei the Ikar Sugya, Rabbi Chaskel and Bramsin is Chazon Yecheskel and Tesefta Krisis Parak Beis Halacha Zayin. He asks on the Rosh that we find that the Tesefta over there, that im hay mkhusa kapar safik khashay fa khashay khasaf gloy khashaykha reason maybe khatas hayf safik. And he asks on the Rosh, according to the Rosh, we should say we have a cheskes yaim, so cheskes yaim see his pata. So Reb Chaskel and Bramstein gives an answer like this, that over here in our Gemara, we're talking about where the Kohen knows exactly at which point he brought it. And he just doesn't know, lahalacha, is that second has halacha of Yoim, or that second has halacha of Laila. That's where we're going to say, Hamid Yoim Achaskase. But over there, he's not sure when he did, over there in Krisis, he's not sure. Now, just point out that this Chazayin Yecheskel is not like we said from Rabbi Kivega, that's a Sveka Didina, and we don't deploy Chazaka. But again, back to the Tesefta Krisis, Rabbi Chaskel Bramke says that over there, the Tesefta Krisis is talking about where he's mistapik if he's Zarka B'yoyim or B'layla, and over there, where it's a suffix on what the person did, so over there, we're not going to have this Chazaka of Yoim, and Yoim isn't going to tell us whether what he did was done by day or by night, so then misafik, this person is still going to be mechuyev to bring another carbon misafik.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.